Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. They have you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's right, you'll get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. Hey, what's up, and welcome to the Hashtag Lakers Podcast, presented by BetOnline.ag and Balance7.com. I'm Yo Legazzo, and today I'm joined by Joseph Constantino. So what's up, Joseph?
Not much, man. How are you doing?
Good, man. Just tired. You tired?
Be exhausted. End of the week kind of thing, but I love that NBA is getting closer every single day. So
yeah, man,
something to look forward to.
Yeah. Schedule just came out.
Right.
So that's exciting to see. I'm thinking about, I live here in Chicago, so I'm thinking about buying tickets for the Lakers Chicago game.
That's a good plan.
$106 for the bleachers.
Oh, is that okay for you? Like okay price? Cause I mean, I went
last year it was like 58.
Oh.
It's just because of the new Lakers team and the new Bulls team.
That's
and then
right.
I looked up, Milwaukee's only 2 hours away. I looked them up. When I lived in Milwaukee, the tickets to the bleachers were like $14.
Oh my gosh.
So now it's like 200 plus for that Lakers ticket, for that Lakers game over there.
That is not cheap. It's crazy. You know, and we got to say it in every podcast, but as part of the Bulls lineup, you got Caruso. You know he's the one adding value to those tickets.
That's now. It. I mean, it's not it's it. Not DeRozan. It's not Lonzo. It's Caruso.
It's the goat.
It's the goat. It's the bald mamba. It's the bald eagle. Anyway, speaking of goats, just kidding. I don't know. Maybe it may be your opinion that he's the goat. Actually, I was talking to my friends today, and we were talking about MJ and LeBron, and who is the better basketball player. You know, we're not talking about titles. We're talking about skills. One is a Suns fan. One's a Utah fan.
Ooh.
And so they both said LeBron was a better basketball player. Anyway, we're talking about LeBron today, but we're not going to compare him to MJ today for some reason. In fact, we're going to so there was a poll that was released earlier this week, and it basically said that LeBron James received 0 votes from the 10 scouts and executives
that were pulled for the best player in the NBA. So they gave 5 votes to Kevin Durant and 5 votes to Giannis and 0 to LeBron.
Man.
And obviously after this came out, tons of reactions, obviously, Lakers and LeBron fans, LeBron stans. And even LeBron had something to say about it. He responded to a tweet by Cuffs the Legend, and he said to that tweet, hashtag super washed, and then had the little bat, you know, like the trash basket. Then later on tweeted, like, I don't know, a few minutes later, he said, thank you, in capital letters, thank you, as if I didn't need more to fuel me, right? That's the fuel emoji, right? Hashtag washed king. So yeah, I mean, he responded. He obviously disagrees, and he obviously thinks this is going to, he obviously is going to use this and motivate him. And, you know, tons of reaction, and apparently something that came out was that apparently there's a history of this happening throughout the last several years where there's this poll, he gets 0 votes or not, or like a few votes, and he's not voted as the best player in the world, and LeBron sticks up for himself, and he, you know, he says super washed or hashtag washed king. Anyway, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Paul Pierce, what Paul Pierce said, because it's funny what he always says, because, you know, he's a Laker hater.
Super hater.
Even though he grew up here as a Laker fan, because he went to the Celtics. I mean, I assume he was a Laker fan. He grew up in Inglewood, right?
Yeah, he just made poor decisions, that's all.
Exactly. He went to the Clippers, too. Anyway, he says this about LeBron James. I think he said this on national TV, on ESPN. Maybe. I don't know. He says, if they don't win this year, it's going to be a big hit on LeBron's legacy. He's not top 5 all time if the Lakers don't win, let alone lose in the first round. No more GOAT talk anymore. So,
man, some harsh words there.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that? Yeah. It came out. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's from, because I feel like Paul Pierce always says this.
That sounds like Paul Pierce, right? It's not like...
Is that new?
Weird to hear that from him. That sounds like something Paul Pierce would say.
I think he repeats it every year. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, let's talk about, like, you know, let's talk about LeBron, right? Let's actually talk about LeBron. And is he still the best player in the world? We talk about the best 3 players, and it looks like, you know, it may be Giannis. It might be KD. Is it LeBron? Is it Steph Curry? Right. And yeah, we can talk about Paul Pierce's comment, right? If we don't win this year, is his legacy in jeopardy, right? So, yeah, let's go talk about it.
It's so interesting to me, Yoa, that, you know, these 10 scouts and executives, obviously there was only 10 votes, right? 5 went to KD, 5 went to Giannis, and nothing for LeBron. It's so interesting that people are already forgetting that who the champions were. Just prior to this year, who put another banner up before the Bucks did, right? We were there. The Lakers were there. LeBron was there. And all of a sudden, like, the season we get out of the first round, people are throwing shade already. It just blows my mind how quickly people can be at this. And I'll give them some credit. If you're comparing them to KD and Giannis, as far as, let's say, they play one-on-one or whatever, obviously LeBron's the oldest out of the 3.
Right.
And there's going to be some age difference there and maybe a little bit of talent difference there. But you're going to tell me that if we're going to talk about the best player in the world currently out of those 3 and LeBron didn't get a vote, that blows my mind. That is a straight-up shot, and that's just – I think we're – these executives and these scouts are thinking way too far ahead and way too current compared to, like, hey, LeBron is still around. LeBron still has championships, still has stats, still carries his team, still puts in the work on the floor, navigates the floor really well, still facilitates the team on the floor. Like he runs the offense, and defensively, he still hustles at his age. You can't tell me that he's not comparable to KD and Giannis and gets zero votes. That's ridiculous. I don't have the stats offhand. I don't have the information the scouts or executives have, but I love that LeBron's using this as fuel. This is my favorite part because it's to him, it's like, yeah, like I needed more fuel to get me going, to pursue something greater this season. This is something that's going to bite those scouts and executives in the butt. Oh, you gave zero votes to LeBron. Guess who won the championship this year?
Yeah, and you know what? The funny thing is this exact same thing happened in the 2019-2020 season, yep, where we won the championship. You know, LeBron came out, right? Lonzo was traded, so all the young kids for Anthony Davis in a very failed season for LeBron James. We didn't even make the playoffs, right? The year, yep, before. And so everybody counted LeBron out. They said he's washed and he's not there anymore, right? What did he do, right? He took all that in and used it I believe he's going to do it this year. He's going to use that to fuel himself all season long. Look, LeBron is heading into his 19th season. He's going to be 37 years old. That's a year older than when Kobe retired. And before last year, before he got injured, and you can find all these reports and polls, by the way, back in before March, before he got injured, LeBron was the top candidate for MVP. I mean, that again, this is before the injury that he sustained that took, right, him out for like almost half the season.
Most of the season, yeah.
Right, right. And, you know, he's also coming out of an injury now that he played through the series against the Suns. They said he was playing at 80%. And, you know, let's talk about what happened after that, right? KD and Giannis went head to head. Giannis got the best of KD. He was,
yeah,
KD's foot size was the determining factor there that didn't win him the game. And Giannis won the title eventually and got finals MVP. KD went to the Olympics and showed out an absolute, like, he was absolutely
to the gold,
right? Yeah. He was absolutely phenomenal. Like, he led that team through and through and got the gold for the US. So I mean, there is an argument, right? There is an argument that maybe at this point in time, there's a term that people use for it, like, you know, they're too caught up in the moment,
right?
They're too caught up in the moment. And maybe at this point in time, people can argue that maybe, yes, KD and Giannis are better because they just won the gold. They just won. They won the gold. Or KD won the gold medal. Giannis won the MVP, the finals MVP and the title, right? Sure, I think that's okay to think. But let's not forget who LeBron is,
right?
Let's not forget that time and time again that he's proved people wrong about who he is. And you know what? I'm excited because,
yeah, man.
Look, this means that LeBron, like you said, dude, LeBron will have something to motivate him, something to prove all season long. I don't know, I don't know, like, the fit with Russell Westbrook, how that addition will impact LeBron's numbers. Maybe he's not going to get the MVP this year. And usually, if you have a big three, you usually don't get an MVP in one of those three groups, or, you know, one of the three superstars in your team. But you know what? I think LeBron's still going to go out there, show out every night, God mode, ultra instinct mode.
That's right, man.
Stage mode, whatever anime you watch, right? Just he's going to go out there and he's going to show the people why he's the best.
And to kind of add to that, keep the hate coming. And I think is what LeBron is trying to point out. It's like, yo, keep the hate coming. Keep giving me fuel.
Yeah.
And you know what? To me, what matters is that championship. Your talk right now is just fuel to me. Keep it coming. Keep the fire there. And, you know, I appreciate these people, and especially Paul Pierce in this case, who's been a Lakers hater most of his career. I'd say 99% of his life has been a Lakers hater, at least since he's been in the NBA. And it's annoying to me that he would try. Let's say he's saying in this quote, right, if LeBron does not, or the Lakers don't win a championship here, he's not top five of all time anymore. If LeBron, let's say if LeBron were to retire this year, like he still would be top five. If LeBron were to lose at the end of this year, he would still be top three.
Yes.
If LeBron were to not win another championship the rest of the time he's playing, he would still be in top five.
Yes.
I don't get the point that Paul Pierce is trying to make here to saying no more GOAT talk anymore. He might be a little jealous that he's never been in the GOAT category.
Never will be.
But never will be, never would be. It's an afterthought. It's just these funny types of quotes is just kind of the hot takes, right? He's just trying to, and we're talking about it. I guess we're talking about him, so he got us talking.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary and super pointless.
It kind of reminds me, I don't know, going back to Avengers 1, right? And and it was, so there was an argument, and there was the Tesseract there, right? And they were on the flying ship. And Thor was having at it with Iron Man, right? And Thor says, "Puny human." Oh no, that wasn't Thor. No, I'm getting the Marvel universe all mixed up. I think that was Avengers 1, right?
I'm no Marvel expert, yo.
I'm no Marvel expert either. It was either Thor to Iron Man, or it was the Hulk to Loki.
Oh, it could be both.
Puny maybe god, both. Puny human, maybe. It could be both. Anyway, just reminded of that. Anyway, bad memory for Marvel. Sorry about that. All right. Well, that does it. I mean, I think we've proven our point. No, I don't know if we've proven our point, but I think we will give LeBron the benefit of the doubt at this point of his career, because he's proved so many people wrong. And I'm excited for this season, because
yeah, it's all about just proving the haters at this point, right? And
yeah,
making sure that locker room talk, when he's stepping in that leadership role, they are going to be reminded by these moments right here, and making sure we use it as fuel for those clutch moments when it comes close. You know what, when we play on Christmas Day, the kickoff of the NBA season, whatever it is, these are the type of words that people need to remember what they said. So
right. I feel like we didn't have that last season.
Yeah, right.
Just because it was so rushed. We had 60 days. And sure, there could have been talk, but I just feel like LeBron, AD, they were all kind of tired. They went on a postseason run in the bubble in the middle of the pandemic and went through crazy amounts of physical and emotional and mental strain, right, and stress for, you know, to get to the finals and win it. So, and I feel like there wasn't that kind of motivation to get to the championship this year. But this year, I mean, it's starting off right. It's starting off
100%
like I want it to start. Some
yep,
fuel.
Let's do it.
But all right, well, let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about some more Lakers news, and these are more off-season rumors. Talk about Isaiah Thomas, Darren Collinson, Mike James, and some other news that came out this year. I feel like there was a lot. So, guys, stay tuned, and we'll talk to you guys soon. I don't know if you've heard, but apparently former NBA player and Laker legend Lamar Odom may be returning to professional basketball in Spain soon. I was reading this press release about how he started taking a pH-balancing alkaline supplement called Balance 7, and that's what's really helped him bounce back. He even said, quote, "I have an enormous amount of energy, which is good for me. It's important when working out. I always need energy to level up," close quote. I couldn't agree more with Lamar. And after watching him fight Aaron Carter in July's celebrity boxing match, I think it's safe to say that Balance 7 is working out for him. Cool thing is that
we've got a promotion running with Balance 7 right now, where if you go to their website, balance7.com, and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, at checkout, you'll receive a free 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. That product retails at $13.99, so I'd say it's worth it. Again, head to balance7.com and use promo code BELIEVE at checkout to get in on this promotion. If it worked for him, I'm sure it can work for you. Welcome back to the Hashtag Lakers Podcast. I'm here with Joseph Constantino. And yeah, we're going to talk about some rumors that came out this week. First one is from Chris Haynes. And it says, you know, the Lakers are looking for a third point guard and a wing player. And then they're also going to save the last roster spot for the buyout market in the middle of the season. The report also said that the Lakers worked out Isaiah Thomas, interestingly, Darren Collison, who retired back in 2020, and Mike James, who was in the Brooklyn Nets. The report also said that Jared Dudley, his era in LA is likely ending. Report on Jared Dudley from Brandon Scoop B. Robinson. It said that Jared Dudley is among the list of names for the Lakers' assistant coaching job. So a switch to player to coach might be on the works. That's the rumor, at least. There's another rumor about Mark Gasol from Mark Stein. I believe that came out just recently. And it said that Mark Gasol might not be, quote-unquote, not a lock to be with the Lakers this season. So that's interesting. So let's talk about that as well. And then another report said that LeBron James reportedly may be open to having Pat Beverly join the Lakers if he secures a buyout with Minnesota. Highly doubt that might happen, but maybe. But, you know, this season, within the span of a week, maybe a couple of days, he was traded from the Clippers to Memphis to Minnesota. So changed a lot.
Poor Beverly.
Maybe. So yeah, let's talk about it. Let's start from the top. Yeah.
This goal that the Lakers have of a third PG and a wing, I think is very smart, right? I think it's exactly where our eyes need to be. As far as for Darren Collison, I mean, like you said, he's retired. I'm not sure how excited I am for that. He might be the third on the list for me as far as for like excitement for the three that we worked out. But IT and Mike James are definitely there. I think specifically IT, he's got a ton of heart, deserves to be the NBA. And that's not just saying because he's great, but work ethic wise, he's been putting the hours, he's been showing up. And as far as for talent, he has it. He's up there to be able to compete. I'm a pretty big critic of him because I know we talked about it in previous podcasts that some have said that he's a defensive liability. We know he needs the ball to be successful. But I think one of the things I did fail to mention in the past is that he has the ability to learn and adapt. I think from just coming from an emotional standpoint, the things that he offered the Celtics when he was there, the family loss that he experienced, he adapted, he improved, he got better. His heart really took over at that point, showed into the floor, carried it to the floor and carried it with his talent and really showed out, right? It was a good time for the NBA to see someone like Isaiah Thomas playing after what he went through. So like I said, the defensive liability, it might not be as big of a deal if he's going to be the third PG. As far as for the lineup, I think as far as for expectations defensively, that might, obviously it's always on the team, but it might be on different players. The expectations might be on different players there. And that's where other team players can step in for IT And so those are kind of my thoughts for those three. And I'd love to hear Yoa kind of like I said, my order was Isaiah Thomas, Mike James, and Darren Collison kind of at the bottom of that list. I'd really love to see what IT can bring back for us.
Yeah, man. I think I would actually go with the player that played most recently, which is Mike James.
Mike James.
I know he's not as much of an impact player than perhaps Isaiah Thomas or Darren Collison, but he's played recently, right? He has.
Yeah.
I mean, he played the playoffs, and James Harden was out, and he had to contribute. He had to be the guy to take over those minutes. And you know, some of those minutes, not all of them, but still, like, I think I would go with him. I mean, he shot decently in the playoffs. Not as great. He shot 31% from three in the playoffs. Even worse in the regular season. So, I mean, I don't know. So I might be wrong. I probably am wrong. but I mean, you're thinking about the third point guard, right? So you're the end of the bench guy, because Russell Westbrook is going to take a lot of those point guard minutes.
Exactly.
And then you have
THT as well.
You have THT stepping in. He's not a point guard, but he acts like a point guard, right?
Yeah, he could play that role, I think.
LeBron James, obviously, but like, you know, if you want to just like for the point guard minutes, right? It would be Russell Westbrook, Kendrick Nunn, and then, you know, a third point guard that's one of those three, right? Or another point guard. So he's the end of the bench guy. And so Mike James might fit that. Isaiah Thomas might fit that too, right? I think I would also pick Isaiah Thomas maybe. I know that there was rumors that he may have worked out with LeBron and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I did hear about that too.
Separately, so maybe it's already in the works. Might be Isaiah Thomas. That might be the backup point guard that they signed. Darren Collison.
Oh, sorry. What I will add to that too, you kind of went down the list, Yoa.
Yeah.
I just realized this. They're all 30 plus.
Yeah, they are.
For age.
Yeah.
So we're just adding to that average age too. So no matter who are these guys we get, right? We are staying consistent.
Yeah, man. It's the later stage, like, you know, the millennial group, right? LeBron's in the millennial group. He's a millennial.
That's right.
He's just in the later stage, you know, like the older population of the millennials.
Exactly.
Right?
Like us.
Like us. Right. Right. And these guys are, yeah, we're all kind of sticking up saying, you know what? We have something to prove as millennials. No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We still got it in us.
Darren Collison, I want to talk about him. I know he's retired. He retired in 2020. It's kind of funny because he retired right after he attended that Lakers game. Jeannie Buss, Laker fam, took him out to a game back in 2020, just before the pandemic, mm-hmm. just before the trade deadline. But he decided to retire. He said, you know, I'm going to retire. I'm going to focus on whatever he wanted to focus on. It was either family or something. And the story is we got Markieff Morris instead, and we won a championship.
Yep.
And that was – Markieff was a core player, right, in that championship.
Yeah.
Round. So, I mean, I don't know. I have – for Darren Collison, I have – he retired. I have questions of fitness. So is with Isaiah Thomas. Like, fitness, does he still have it? Can he produce at a level for those backup minutes? And I think he can, right? I think any of these three would be great choices. It's just, you know, it might be Isaiah Thomas because he worked out with LeBron and Russ. And the other two, we don't know if he did, but there's no reports of him. There's no rumors of them working out with the
watch. It's, you know what's going to be funny? It's not going to be Isaiah Thomas. It's going to be Mike and Darren.
It's going to be both of them. They're not going to do a wing player, even though Paul Millsap is still out there and they need to sign him.
Right. He's still hovering, man. I mean, I know we got the eyes in the right positions, but everyone's talking about Millsap. I think he will mesh well. I think he'll look good as far as for our wing player. And it might not be too bad. Is there still staying consistent with age? So
yeah,
I don't see why not.
Yeah, let's do it. Paul Millsap, dude. That guy was still pretty good last season. When we played him in with the Denver Nuggets in 2020, he was still pretty good. Like, sign him up. I'm surprised that no other team has signed him.
Exactly. Yeah.
It might be another reason.
Yeah, he's consistent. And I think as far as for statistics goes, he consistently can put 10 to 14 points every night, right? Yeah. He averages around 14 points, I think, every night. And he played a lot of minutes when he played for Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's definitely should be some eyes on him.
Yes.
His last season with Denver, this previous season, was probably not his best season to look at.
Right.
But overall, I think it would add a ton of value for us. But he is getting to 36 years old. So
he might retire.
Yeah. So it would be a 1 year, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's all we need him for.
Exactly.
Just 1 year. you want to switch over to Jared Dudley?
Let's do it. Our favorite guy.
Dude, if these reports are true, dude, I think that coaching position might be the right – that might be exactly what needs to happen.
Yeah. And there's a few things that come to mind for me with Jared Dudley. He's been with us for a few years. That's one thing.
Right.
But two – his ability in the locker room. I know as spectators, right? As spectators, as people watching either at home or at the stadiums, at the courts, you don't see what they're doing in the locker room. You only see the results and the fruits of their labors in the locker room on the floor. And so we cannot forget the effect that someone that like Jared Dudley has, not even just on the young core. I know Kuzma really talks up about him. But even just the influence that he would have on the veteran team, I kind of see him as playing like a peacemaker role, right? When you have Westbrook, you have AD, you have LeBron, you have a ton of opinions on how to play the game. Someone like Dudley, who's played the game with this team, with the Lakers team, not necessarily with Westbrook, can come in there. It's like, hey, let's think of all these pieces together,
mm-hmm.
and let's try to make them work. Yeah, let's not say this is better than the other. And I can see really Dudley stepping into that. And kind of becoming that peacemaker. And if it's the assistant coach role, great. If it's something else that can play some sort of influence to these, I don't want to say highly opinionated players, but more like highly experienced players, then great. I would really love for him to stay in the Lakers, though. That's the main thing. That's my main point, because we've already lost Caruso, man. We can't be losing people like Dudley too.
Dude, he's the culture guy, right? He's the guy who keeps people in line. He's the guy who keeps that the locker room culture at an ease when egos, and there's gonna be egos, because I mean you have three alphas in Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook, right? And then you have all these little alphas. Right, that are in the team as well. They're the role players now, behind the big three. So, the Jared Dudleys of the world, are important, and you know we have the best of them. And I hope that they somehow find a way they can do just create. Look, all these tech companies—they're all creating all sorts of job titles. Do it for the Lakers.
Create a role for Jared Dudley.
He'll be like the locker, I don't know, dude. Like
hype man,
hype man, unicorn. I don't know, dude.
honestly, though, he would really help us shine, right? When we're looking to get polished, let's say the season starts, we get a few of those games in, and we're working out. Ironing out the edges of the flow of our gameplay. He would be the ice that we would need to figure out, hey, that high pick and roll isn't working as well with Russell Westbrook and AD as much as we would like. What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
How can we transition to more passes during the second, third quarter? Whatever it is that they're looking to iron out, I feel like we would need Jared Dudley's eyes and kind of veteran perspective on that. Because I think sometimes when you're on the court, you do get you kind of get stuck in the emotion of playing the game instead of trying mm-hmm. to approach it smart. And so that's kind of my last piece on that. But I like, to your point, create a role for this guy, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he has to stay a Laker.
100%.
All right, let's segue to Marc Gasol, because it looks like he might be leaving.
Yeah, honestly, maybe, man, I don't know. When I saw that you know, he's not going to be locked in for this next season, nothing of me felt too bad. Nothing of me felt like, oh, dang it. I mean, if he's gone, maybe he leaves a space for Jared Dudley to stay. I don't know. That's true. And I just think, as far as for in the five spot, we'll be okay with AD. We'll be okay with Dwight.
Might need another one.
What might need a third there if Marc Gasol does go, because they're not. I mean, AD's got some good legs, but he's made of glass. And so AD mentioned not too long ago that his groin's feeling pretty good, right? So he's feeling healthy, he's feeling good, but you never really know what's the season's. Maybe Marc Gasol can stay,
right?
As far as like, oh, give AD some time to sit down. Essentially, that was his role, to kind of make sure that AD doesn't injure himself too much and become a liability, more of a liability at that point. So, but it doesn't break my heart too much, man.
Yeah, I mean, my first thought is, oh, that's gonna put AD at the five more, because he'll be forced to, right? Because then you'll only have Dwight Howard to back you up, and so you're gonna have a ton more minutes for AD at the five, and which is good because AD is best at the five. He thrives better there when he's using his length and athleticism to overpower and get through his opponents. So that might be good news. I mean, Marc Gasol was great. Like, if you know if you watched any of the games, he was great. Like, he wasn't like his former self with the Grizzlies, right? But he was still great. Right. Like, he could still create those backdoor passes and get guys open while they're cutting and things like that. And you can do the he can do a lot for the offense and boost the offense in a way that the other centers from last season couldn't do. He was a passing big, right? He was exactly. One of those, and he can shoot the three, space the floor. So that will be missed. But there's other people that could do that too, right? And that are free agents. DeMarcus Cousins. You got Moritz Wagner.
There you go.
So Wagner coming back from the Wizards to LA. And then you have the traditional bigs like Ed Davis, Bismack Biyombo, all those guys. There's still a lot of people there's still a lot of centers out there that we can sign up for the vet minimum, and they're all still free agents. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens, right?
Yep, definitely not heartbroken, man.
Yeah. Pat Beverly.
Speaking of heartbroken, I feel heartbroken for the guy. He's getting kind of tossed around. And it's either you hate him or you love the guy, right? There's no middle ground with Beverly, man. And when LeBron said this, I honestly was a bit heartbroken, because I do not want Beverly to be part of the Lakers. I just think, as far as for clashes of personality, do you really want Beverly and Westbrook to be in the same room?
No. I mean, they have a feud.
There's just way too much emotion there.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't think it's going to happen either. But I do. My heart breaks for Beverly. He can't figure out where he's going to end up right now. But I guess he's got some time to figure that out. So I just do hope. Even if LeBron said something like this, maybe Coach LeBron mentality is kind of kicking in here a little bit. But I would not want to have Beverly. I don't think it offers us much at this stage, honestly.
Yeah, same. Ditto. That's all. I agree. Well, I don't know if I can add anything else to that. All right. I think that does it for today, Joseph.
Yeah, man. That's a lot of news. Hope everybody was able to keep up with us here.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, there's a lot, and I'm sure there's going to be a ton more this weekend.
Right.
So, anyway, guys,
appreciate you guys listening. You can catch us on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and many other listening platforms. Do us a favor and head on over to Apple Podcast, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate the follows and all the reviews. It'll help us continue to produce this show. You can also follow us on Twitter at #LakerPod and on Instagram at #Lakers. Guys, with that said, have a great day. Root for the Lakers, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.